Today I wanted to speak about oil and the use of holy oil in the church. There are several kinds of oil that are used in the church. The word oil, elios, sounds like mercy in Greek, so it's sort of almost a play on words. So the oil is always associated with mercy. It's also associated with the gift of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit, because in Old Testament times, kings, prophets, priests were anointed with oil and to give strength for their service. It was used in many, many different aspects of Jewish ritual. If you read Leviticus, oil is mentioned so many times in so many different contexts. And by the way, when they anointed, they generally poured it over the head. It wasn't just a little bit on your forehead, but it was a large amount of oil. Now, how do we use oil in now? Of course, we burn it in lamps. It should be a pure oil. Generally, olive oil is used as an offering to the Lord, and it burns a nice clean flame. We also anoint it, use it for anointing, for healing, in different contexts. There's oil that is blessed at the Litya service, which is that service in between Vespers and Matins, in Vigil, when it's a great feast. And the blessing of the loaves and the blessing of the oil. That oil then is used to anoint for the healing of people. Also, oil from oil lamps that burn before saints is very common. We have some sitting over there for St. John of Shanghai in San Francisco. That's oil that is burned before his icon in San Francisco. And there's many kinds of oil like that from various lamps of saints that burn before the icons of saints and from monasteries and such. And people use that to anoint themselves for healing. Sometimes people will drink a little bit of the oil if they're sick or if they have any malady, whether it be a spiritual malady or a physical malady. Now, there is a special oil that is used for anointing of the sick. It's called unction. This is different than just regular olive oil, because this is oil that has been blessed by seven different prayers, usually, if possible, by seven priests, often served with a bishop and six priests, so seven of the priestly rank altogether. And there's an epistle reading and a gospel reading and a prayer by each one of the priests. And if it's just one priest is present, then he just does them all, where we pray over this oil according to the admonition of St. James. If you want, if you be sick, let him gather the elders, and they will pray and anoint with oil for healing. And this oil is for the remission of sins and for healing. So it is a sacrament, and it is something that should be done with, it should be approached with fear and with trembling and with preparation. It's not something where you just say, oh, I think I've got a toothache today, I'll go get somebody to give me unction. It is generally meant for people who are extremely sick, sometimes sick unto death. Certainly if they're sick unto death, unction. But sometimes if they're just extremely sick. Also, it is the custom in the Russian church especially, also the Greek church actually, to serve unction during Great Lent. Our Bishop Peter actually serves unction Sunday evening in different parishes throughout all of Great Lent. All the people come for anointing and healing. I was present at one of those services. I wasn't one of the seven priests or one of the six priests that served with him. But it turns out that after the service is over and everyone is anointed, each one of the priests anoints you. So Bishop Peter and all six of the priests anointed you on the standard places. You know, your forehead and your eyes and your nose, your lips, your breast, basically usually right by your neck, and your hands on both sides. And I don't believe we were barefoot, so I don't think our feet were anointed. Also, there is another kind of oil which is extremely special. It is made only a few times, perhaps once a year, perhaps once every 3 or 4 or 5 years or longer, in large batches by the head of the church. So in our case, it would be the Patriarch of Russia, usually on Holy Thursday, where they prepare chrism. And any head of a local church would do it. So the head of the Jerusalem Patriarch would do it, or the Patriarch of Antioch, etc. And with other bishops present, but certainly with the Patriarch there. And they would pray over this oil. And it is a special formula that I believe has 40 ingredients in it. I do not know all of them, but some of them are myrrh, cassia, cinnamon, and other ingredients. And it's a very fragrant oil, and this is in lieu of the laying on of hands. In the early Christian time, the apostles would lay hands on someone after they were baptized or for ordination, and was imparting the gift of the Holy Spirit upon that one baptized, and for the ordination, giving them that grace of ordination that, I tell you, is very much needed. Now, of course, we have so many people in the church, and even in the ancient church, it became such that it was impossible to have a bishop for everywhere, because only bishops would lay hands. So what they did is they came up with the idea to create this oil that had been prayed over by the bishops, generally by all of the bishops of that local church, and then distribute it to each priest so that the priest would use it for the anointing after baptism, the chrismation, and the imparting of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we believe, we know, that when the chrism is anointed on the person who's just been baptized, it is imparting the gift of the Holy Spirit to them. What should you do with oil? Well, it is a pious custom to keep oil in your home. You should keep it in a sanctified place by your icon corner. Hopefully you have a little table or a shelf or something of that nature. And keep it in a bottle sealed. Use it when you wish to, when you're sick or when you have some temptation, or just anoint yourself with it every day if you wish. Take it, you know, generally I open it up with a finger over the top and upend the bottle so there's a little bit of oil on my finger, and then I anoint my forehead, or I anoint someone else's forehead if they ask me to anoint them. Some people also drink a little bit of the oil with the faith that God will heal them of whatever is afflicting them at that time, whether it's a physical or a spiritual affliction. That's all I wanted to tell you about using oil in your home. I want to tell you about how you are anointed, the proper way to be anointed, because part of the reason for me to talk to you about these things after liturgy is sort of practical things that sometimes people don't know. Like, what do I do when I'm in church, when somebody, you know, when I'm supposed to do something? What am I supposed to do? It's always nice to kind of know how everybody does things so that, you know, you don't feel self-conscious or anything like that. So when you're anointed, like at Litya, or not at Litya, but after Litya, after the Gospel at Matins, or any other time when there's anointing in the church, you come up to the icon. Yeah, generally, there's an icon or the Gospel. You make two bows or poklons, making the sign of the cross, and make a bow, a deep bow, towards the icon. Do that twice. Then you go to the priest with your right hand over your left, and he will anoint you, not on your hand, but he will anoint you on your forehead, and then he'll have his hand, present his hand, and you kiss his hand. Then you go to the icon again and make a third cross with a bow, and bow to the icon, and then turn around and bow to the people and go. It is really not really, I'm not saying that there's any great breakage of any commandment, but it's really not our custom. You don't make the sign of the cross when you're coming to the priest to be anointed. You don't make the sign of the cross as you're asking him for a blessing, because you're asking him for a blessing. And the cross, you're blessing yourself. So, Generally, when you come to the priest, you just come with your hands together, your right hand over your left, and he'll anoint you on your head, on your forehead. And you kiss his hand. So those are a few things about holy oil in the church. And if we partake of oil with faith, of course God will heal us. If we partake of anything without faith, then God doesn't heal us. So maybe you can have these things in your mind when you're next time when we come up for anointing at the Matins service.